Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui, la nostra història va del senyor Ratty McRatrat. Mr. Ratty McRatrat lived in a big park in the north of England near a huge city. There was a lake in the park, which he walked round every day. Sometimes Mr. Ratty McRatrat visited the city. The city was full of interesting sights, sounds and smells. Ratty walked with a stick due to an incident with a rat trap when he was young and lived in a house which was infested with humans. He had vowed never to live in a house again. Ratty lived in a beautiful den under a tree. He had a soft bed in his den and a place to store his food. He loved the tree above his den. He called it Bluebell Tree. Mr. McRatrat got out of bed and put on his beret. Today was a good day for a walk around the lake. Ratty came out of his den and closed the door. He took his stick and set off. As he walked, he stopped occasionally to smell the beautiful flowers. He stopped to talk to Mr. Owl, who was sitting on a low branch of a tree. He also stopped to talk to Mrs. Frog, who was sunning herself by the side of the lake. Suddenly, Mrs. Frog and Mr. McRatrat heard shouting. Ratty ran and Mrs. Frog hopped as fast as they could to investigate the shouting. Just around the corner, they found Mrs. Bunny crying beside the lake.
Oh, please, please help, help my baby. She's fallen in the water. She can't swim. What am I going to do? Oh, please, please help me.
Baby Bunny was in the water near the shore and trying hard to stay afloat. She was struggling to keep her head above the water. Mrs. Frog said,
"Don't worry, we can help."
Then she took a huge leap into the water. She landed behind Baby Bunny and tried to push her closer to the edge of the lake. It wasn't close enough. Ratty leaned out over the lake and held his stick out to Baby Bunny.
"Catch hold of my stick, baby,"
shouted Ratty.
"A little more, a little more."
Mrs. Frog kicked with her strong back legs and pushed Baby a little closer to Ratty's stick. Baby gasped for air and eventually she was able to hold the end of Ratty's long stick. She held on very tight. Ratty pulled gently on his stick and brought Baby to the shore. Mrs. Bunny hurried to help her baby onto the land. She cuddled Baby close to keep her warm. Mrs. Frog hopped out of the lake.
"Oh, thank you, Mr. McRatrat. Thank you, Mrs. Frog. You've saved my baby."
Ratty smiled and waved goodbye as he continued on his walk around the lake.